It's April 15th, Tax Day, and while dubious business expenses and home offices might help you save a few dollars, most people pay something near what the government sets as the tax rate for their income. The same is not always true of corporations. While the United States has the highest statutory corporate tax among industrialized nations, 39.1%, corporations have a greater number of ways to bring that tax bill down. A Time.com calculator will show you how your tax rate compares to the average effective federal rates paid by 10 major corporates between 2008 to 2012, according to Citizens for Tax Justice, a labor-backed nonprofit organization that advocates for corporate tax reform. Calculations on how much companies pay in taxes vary considerably. A recent report by Citizens for Tax Justice found that profitable Fortune 500 companies paid an average effective federal tax rate of 19.4% from 2008 to 2012. The Tax Foundation, a nonpartisan think tank that studies the effect of taxation on the private sector, estimates that the nationwide rate is considerably higher, between 26.7% and 39.3%, depending on the industry. While different researchers and organizations typically find different numbers for the exact amount individual companies pay in taxes, Citizens for Tax Justice maintains one of the most comprehensive comparisons of individual businesses. Multinational corporations leverage tax exemptions to lower their tax bill and return value to shareholders. Tech companies like Apple and Microsoft were criticized after a 2013 Senate investigation into a tax arrangement known as the Double Irish, which allocates profits of intellectual property to tax haven countries like Ireland. A new report from the Citizens for Tax Justice highlighted 15 Fortune 500 companies, including JetBlue and General Electric, that the group said either received a rebate or were taxed less than 1% of their income in 2014. GE has said that its decision last week to cut loose its financial business, GE Capital, could lead the company's effective tax rate to rise to 20% in the future, the Wall Street Journal reports. A February Pew Research survey found that 82% of respondents expressed at least some concern that corporations didn't pay their fair share, compared with 53% who expressed concern over their own tax burden. Methodology. The effective federal tax rates are drawn from the Center for Tax Justice's analysis of top Fortune 500 companies, taken from the research group's Corporate Tax Explorer. State and local taxes are not included in these calculations. This article posted by Dave Johnson.